Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about what to do to help them with their future. This segment is all about the kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids. But before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So we're going to take care of a little housekeeping. So hold tight.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, now we are back. It is all about the kids, your money, your plans. So this show, tonight we're talking all about teens and planning for their future, talking to your teens about money and helping them plan for their future, which is very, very important, especially if you do have children that are between the ages of 10 to 18 or even 21, this is a very, very important show. So you might want to get paper and pen in hand. But before I do anything else, I would like to invite you to join me in the chat room. The chat room is open, as well as you may talk to us via Facebook. So if you like to send me a chat through Facebook or you like to tweet me, that would be fine too. I'm here to answer your questions and also take care of your comments that you might have. But if you'd like to talk to me live, you can dial area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. I am really, really excited about talking to you all about teens and how to improve their financial future. As teens, you will face a significant number of financial challenges. Even if, just like you learn everything for school and preparing for that, you also need to prepare for the challenges that you will have as you grow up and become young adults. So we want to develop some great solid skills about spending, saving, sharing, and you may have already gone through some of this, but as you get older, you'll find that you're going to be facing more financial obstacles as you become teenagers turning into young adults. So the whole purpose of our show tonight is to help the parents as well as the teens deal with some really unique issues that if I knew then what I know now, I would have done a lot of things differently. And I'm pretty sure as the adults, being the parents listening to the show, if you have teenagers and you really need to get them, sit them down, either have them listen to the show or definitely catch the archive once the show is done airing. You really need to have your teen sit down with you and kind of share some of the tips that I will be sharing with you tonight. Okay, the purpose is to create and give goal setting and making possible decisions in regards to your money. Because teens are going to be having to make their own choices. We as parents are so used to being the driving force in making wise decisions, or at least we're hoping that we're making wise decisions as far as our children are concerned. But the whole purpose of training them, or raising them, I should say, is so that they can grow up and make wise choices. And sometimes, believe it or not, they can learn from our mistakes what not to do. Sometimes what not to do is also just as important as learning what to do. And sometimes as adults, it's a little bit disheartening, or you may feel a little bit uncomfortable sharing some of the obstacles that you went through when you were a kid, or even as an adult now, you may be facing some financial challenges, but that does not mean that your kids can't learn from you and what not to do so that they don't follow in those same patterns. So that's what we are trying to prevent, some bad paradigms and changing those things into some great habits. So now here's the thing. The first thing that you really need to do with your teenager is find out what they already know about money, what they already know about savings. And you'd be surprised, they may actually know more than you think. So, you know, the whole thing is to learn as much as you can about everything, especially when it comes to preparing yourself for your future. See, only financially successful people take the time to research and use the information to discover that they can take some great advantages. So we want to put those things in place, especially when you're talking to your teenagers about finances. So if you just joined me, you're listening to Secure Your Life. This segment is all about the kids and money. So it's your kids, your money, your plans. We are taking financial education to the next level, creating financially smart kids. So if you'd like to join me in the chat room is also open, as well as our phone lines. We're taking live calls, and the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. 847-884-9343. You can also catch us on Twitter at Twitter at Secure Your Life, or Facebook as well. That would be Facebook at Secure Your Life. So we are welcoming your comments and or questions that you might have about how to talk to your teenagers about money and creating an opportunity for them to make wise choices. So tonight's topic is talking to your teenagers about money and great spending habits. We're going to be talking about career planning, financial planning, them buying their first vehicle, and preparing for college. So I'm going to open up the phone lines real quick before we start getting into the financial planning part. So if you have any questions, now would be a great time to open up and call us, or you can hit me in the chat room and I'll read your comment or question over the air. So I'm going to first go to area code 312-217. How are you this evening?
Good evening, Diamond, and you?
I am doing fabulous.
Good, most excellent. Yes, when it comes definitely to talking to our young adults, it sometimes is a very sticky thing. They're stuck in the middle. They're not quite adults yet, but they're way past their teen years. So you have to give them a lot of consideration that they know a lot more than you think they do. One of the things that hopefully maybe they actually have in school has started doing junior achievement again, and that's kind of making things a lot easier for you to talk to them about money because they understand the business side of it as well as how your personal finances do come into play. So I would definitely agree with you wholeheartedly about, again, sit down, talk, find out where they're at, and then take it from there. Sometimes we as parents are shocked and surprised at how much our kids do know, but we haven't taken the time to listen to them. So that is a wonderful piece of advice.
Well, yes, and then here's the thing. Most times when you're talking about the teenage years, I know because I have teenagers, so the first thing they want to know is because they have this long grocery list of I wants and I absolutely need. So as parents, you're trying to make the wise decisions and not always say no, but they need to understand the difference between a want and a need and the fact that they can kind of contribute to some of their want list. So, of course, we're going to be talking about that's where career planning. And I don't mean long-term career planning, and we will get into that too, but their first job. You know, a lot of parents have already opened the opportunity for the kids to actually earn their allowance, if you will. And you kind of do that. You try to start doing that, you know, when they're really little and they kind of, you know, with the chores. And then, of course, as they get older, then you do more age-appropriate chores, and then you pay them for such things as babysitting or, you know, mowing the lawns, and they may even do that for the neighbors, shoveling snow, depending on where you live on, you know, in the United States or even abroad where they have snow or what have you. So these kids are kind of in the realm of, especially if you give them allowance that they have to earn, so they already have a concept of by doing a service, I get paid. So that's kind of just like your job. You go to work, you provide a service or, you know, of some sort to your employer, and they pay you. So when you give your children allowance, the same rule applies if you are helping them to earn their allowance. So they kind of in that, you know, mode of if I do something for service, I should get paid for those things. And that's a good thing. And those who have not started their kids, even teenagers, if you have not allow them to earn their allowance, there's never too late to start that. There's always something to do in the household that they can actually earn. But even let's start talking about career planning outside of the home, in the realms of getting their first job. A lot of teenagers like to go to the movies, and the movie theaters will hire teenagers. So that would be a perfect place for them to kind of look at possibly working there. A lot of the convenience stores, Walmart, Target, and, you know, even the grocery stores, they hire teenagers. So a lot of the city, the local, you know, city governments, they actually hire teenagers over the summer. There's a lot of summer camps that actually hire teenagers as camp leaders or even junior camp leaders. So there's a lot of options for these children to kind of look at trying to, you know, get their feet wet as far as employment. And with that, you need to kind of prepare them for what's going to happen when they get that first job. The big financial decisions you will make as far as your career is concerned. And sometimes if you already know what your child wants to be when they grow up, try to kind of steer them towards getting those kind of jobs that will actually catapult them into their career path. That would be a great idea to do. You know, if you know, you know, a lot of children do actually know what they want to be when they grow up. So instead of them kind of chasing their tail, well, I guess I'll work at, you know, the grocery store bagging groceries, and they really don't have a desire to do retail sales. Not saying that that's a bad thing to do, but a lot of times if you already know what you want to do, the best thing would be to encourage that, because when it's time for them to go to college, it would be easier for them to choose a major and kind of go in that direction or not. If they, you know, if they get a job that's similar to the field that they think they might go want to go into, instead of wasting their college career, if you will, in a field that they really don't have a desire to be in the real world, it would be best that they kind of get their feet wet when they're younger, when it's easier for them to change their mind, as well as their major. But if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about kids and money, and we're focusing on the teens now, helping them to create good, healthy financial futures, making them into smart financial kids, and this is a great show. And like I said, it is very important. If your teens are not listening now, you really want to get them to listen to the archives, and you need to sit down with them so that you can help them make some great decisions. You can call in, and I will read you, you know, you can have your comment or question. We'll try to answer them as quickly as possible. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can catch us in the chat room. We are open for your questions and or comments, as well as being through Twitter and Facebook. I will be open for your questions and comments, and I will read them over the air. So I want to open up the phone line to area code 815-395. How are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Diamond, and how are you?
I am doing great. What are your thoughts as far as encouraging teens to kind of look at what they really want to be at this young age before they even get ready to go to start a career in, you know, a college career, or even looking for long-term employment later? Do you think that it's a good idea to kind of let them get their feet wet in what they might want to be when they grow up?
Oh, I do agree with that. I think that's a brilliant idea. It's something that they should definitely say do some looking into. And even if it's something that they really can't get into right away, it wouldn't hurt to say, like, really study it.
I agree. I mean, especially, my whole opinion about that is, especially before you spend a whole lot of money, because college is expensive, and to be, you know, to not declare a major until your, you know, junior year is not very smart, because at that point, you know, you may have had all of your required classes, but you don't have what you need as far as your core classes to graduate in a particular major. If you wait, the longer you wait, the more classes you're going to have to make up, unless you're just going to generalize, and then you just have your degree in general studies. and that is not necessarily the best way to graduate. I mean, a lot of people do. But declaring a major early kind of helps you when you're getting ready to look for internships, because a lot of those majors do require you to have some kind of field study. And it helps you to decide really if this is what you want to do. Unfortunately, a lot of people go to college, they get their degree, and they're not working in the field that they got their degree in. It is unfortunate, but a lot of us, especially with the economy and the employment being as it is, a lot of college graduates are finding themselves not even working in the, you know, in the degree that they, you know, that they actually received, which is completely unfortunate. But it would be really great if you can expose your teen early to what they might want to be or do when they grow up. I mean, because not everybody is not college bound, and that is actually true. Unfortunately, employment status now states a lot of positions need a degree when years ago they didn't. And it's all about the weeding process. Not necessarily that you actually, you know, would be using your degree in that particular job. It's just one more criteria, if you will, for the employer to get, as they would say, the cream of the crop. And you do need to prepare yourself in some kind of skill set. And even if you are not college bound, just think about it. If you've already started your career path when you were a teenager, by the time you graduate from high school and actually are looking for a career, you have already had that much experience in that particular field, even without going to school for it or actually having a trade in it. And a lot of employers are looking for work ethics. You know, they're looking for someone that has experience, you know, prior to coming to their place of employment, seeking employment. They want to know, where have you worked before? How long have you been there? What are your skills? And that's part of it. And that's something that I think parents really need to sit down and kind of give their teenager a real-world perspective, if you will, of how employment works, how actually planning for your career, planning your finances, what happens when you get that first job, when you receive that first paycheck, you know, what are the line items on the paycheck, who exactly is FICA, you know, so there's a lot of questions that you can actually answer for your teenager before they get their first job, so that they can be well informed. So if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We are talking about preparing our teens for their financial future as well as their careers. And you can call in at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, or you can tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life, as well as you can reach us on Facebook at Facebook at Secure Your Life as well. And the chat room is always open for your comments and or questions. Now, let me ask you, area code 312, in dealing with teenagers and their first job, what would you say would be the first thing as a parent that you would, you know, advise them when they're looking for employment?
Well, one of the main things when they're actually going for their first job is truly preparing them for the job interview. They are so used to wearing, as we would say, as the kids would say, hip hop gear. Which is okay when you go to school, but you're getting older, you're getting ready to change over to a professionalism, and one of the things that employers or even anybody in the HR department are, you are not going to come in there with your me seeing your underwear, your hat turned backwards, your hair uncut. Earrings at one point in time for males were unacceptable. Now, they generally are, as long as it is tasteful, But it's the whole change in attitude as well as attire. What a suit is. I mean, an actual very nice suit, very basic. And young ladies looking like young ladies and gentlemen look like gentlemen with the ties and their jackets and stuff on. So for them, that is a major, major thing because it's a whole transition for them. They're used to a blue jeans t-shirt, the jacket, and chains, and now you're going to suit, dress shoes, dress shirt for the ladies, very nice blouse and a very nice suit. And so, you know, and hairstyles that are very acceptable, especially if you're looking for an office position. So for them, for me, the first thing I would say is talk to them about the difference in attire because it's going to be a shock to them.
Well, and yes, even if you're looking for employment at a fast food restaurant, what you wear, because they have uniforms, okay, once you get employed, but you have to think about what you're going to wear to be interviewed because you want one to be taken seriously. You may be a teenager, and you, in your mind you say, well, hell, I'm just a kid. If I'm just a kid, it doesn't matter. I can wear whatever. But the thing is, if you want someone to treat you like an adult, a young adult, then you have to have the persona of a young adult. You actually need to take yourself seriously. And ask yourself, would you hire you if you look like you just came off of a music video? And that's important to understand the difference and what the employers are looking for. Because, one, they want to make sure that you're someone, especially if you're in the service industry of any kind, whether you're working at a grocery store, the movie theater, a fast food restaurant, it doesn't matter. If you're in front of the public and you're actually serving the public, then you have to ask yourself, what is everybody seeing when I am in front of them? Now, if I have on my clothes and they're five sizes too big and I have a hoodie on, you know, am I actually displaying the kind of clothing or wardrobe that says, one, I'm trustworthy, I know exactly what I'm talking about, I feel confident, or are you giving the persona of, I'm going to be robbing someone? So, you know, you really need to pay close attention to, one, what you're wearing, and two, if you're in the service industry, how is the public looking at me? And I think that is very, very important that you find who you are. You know, what are your views on 815-357?
Oh, I most definitely agree with that. You know, like I'm seeing a lot of teenagers, and I'm saying to myself, hey, if this kid walked into my place looking for a job, I would turn him away. This is totally ridiculous. And the kids, they'll get angry about somebody, an older person, saying something about the way they're dressed. But what happens is that, hey, you are representing that company. When they hire you, you are representing them. And, hey, you're their image, a part of it. And if you come around there with the seat of your pants down around your knees and you're wearing a hoodie and a baseball cap turned backwards, hey, I'm getting sick and tired of looking at guys' underwear. Give me a break.
It does not display that, one, that you want to be taken seriously. That's the first thing. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life, and we're talking all about teens and money and helping them to get ready for planning for their careers, financial planning. We're going to talk briefly about their first vehicle, actually introducing them to preparing them for college, as well as seriously looking at what their financial future is going to look like and what their career goals, whether it's their college bound or not, actually setting them up to make great decisions. I'm going to add someone else to the line. The area code 803. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, this is Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. How are you? We're talking all about teens and how to prepare them for the right career choice as well as getting them prepared financially and what steps they should take when trying to look for a job, their first employment, and then we're going to get into the financial planning for your teen. What would you suggest that parents should do to prepare their children for their first job?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, from the time that they're young, they have to understand the concept of work and why we work and, you know, what goals, you know, you're after from working. And then also, I think, you know, I think sometimes in the case of, I have to speak in the context of the black community, quote unquote, you know, African American community, whatever term you want to use. We still haven't learned our children's strengths at an early enough age in some cases. Because, I mean, the results kind of speak for themselves in some areas. But I think you have to recognize what the child's strengths are at an early enough age and be able to cultivate it. So that way, you know, you're not pushing them in a direction because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you can push all you want, but, you know, if a child is not predispositioned to, you know, they're not, say, for instance, they don't have a certain thought process, they're not going to be effective, say, for instance, an engineer, for instance,
right.
If they don't have a certain thought process to begin with. You know, they have to be, you know, analytically inclined to be an engineer to begin with, you know.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe so maybe a child's not inclined to be an engineer, maybe he's better suited to, you know, work in another field and maybe the medical field perhaps. You know, it could be any number of things, but you have to recognize their talents early enough so that way you can start. And then also, you know, as far as preparing for some of the realities of the job market, you know, helping them understand, you know, right now, I mean, a lot of these children are coming out of school and there's no jobs for them. Now, part of it is because there's two parts of it. The demand for certain jobs, like for things in you know, that are high tech or things that are, you know, more or less, you know, either the sciences or math oriented, we're struggling in those areas. So that's number one. I mean, the health, you know, anything in the health-related industry always does well just because we're a sick society. So we have to kind of, like, gear the thought process towards filling the gaps where there's a need for labor.
That is true. I definitely agree with that. Let me take 1 second. If you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about your kids, your money, and your plans. It's all about preparing teens tonight. So we're talking directly to the teens and their parents and how to prepare them for a great future and helping them make good decisions. And, Thomas, you made a great valid point about learning your children's strengths and encouraging that and actually pointing them in the direction that they will be successful is a great, great thing. But I want to move the conversation on to actually financially planning or helping your children to with their financial planning, especially from their first job, about spending money, saving money, budgeting, credit, insurance, and this is something that they're going, these skills need to be learned early so that they don't make the same mistakes or follow in the same footsteps, whether they be, you know, the bad things that a lot of us have learned. We don't have to pass those things on to our children. We can actually alleviate them having to go through unnecessary hardships financially if we prepare them. What would your advice be? Even if they didn't start early, now we're talking about teenagers, if the parents did not do anything with them as far as their financial planning or even opening up an account, what would you suggest, Thomas, that the parents should do at this point? Because I don't ever believe that it's ever too late. You can start today, even if you didn't do anything in the past. What would be your suggestion that parents should do as far as helping their kids make good financial decisions as far as banking, budgeting, opening up lines of credit?
Yeah, I mean, as far as that's concerned, I mean, you can start them off with a custodial account if they're, you know, under a certain age. You know, you can get them a custodial account that, you know, you have, you know, access to, and, you know, help them to understand why they need to put money away into a savings account for, you know, different things that come up. And I think that's something, I mean, it can be fun if you make it fun. I think a lot of times people, what they have a tendency to do is they don't bring children into the fold as far as investment decisions because, or I should say, just budgetary items within the household because they feel like, well, they're children, let them be a child. But, I mean, like I said, I think I talked about this before, you know, Jewish boys, by the time they age 13, they know all about their different options as far as, you know, what kind of investments are available to them, what type of insurance is available to them. So, you know, you can't raise someone to be a man or a woman if you don't teach them how to be a man or woman from an early age. Like, you know, it's like we want them to go from romper room to being an adult without, you know, teaching them the process of being an adult. You know, instead of treating them like, you know, it's everything's being, you know, cause I see people when they talk to children when they're at a young age, like, you know, oh, look at him, he's just so cute. No, you need to have conversation. Once they're able to communicate, you make it age appropriate. You need to have a conversation that's gearing them towards being an adult. Of course, you know, you want them to do things that are fun and that piques their curiosity and their imagination, but the whole time it has to be constructive. We have too many children who are being raised by Barney and being raised by just some of this stuff is just destructive. I think we have to change. I mean, I know someone right now who has a child who's 2 years old, and that child, you wouldn't be able to tell that child is 2 years. Number one, the child is tall. The child is about 2.5 years old right now, going on 3, and communicates on the level of someone, a child who's probably 7 years old in second grade. And it's because of they've fostered an environment of you know, intellectual curiosity at a young age and helping them communicate and understand their wants and needs and stuff like that. So we have to start do a better job at a young age, bring them into what it is to be an adult. You know, like, for instance, like, there's certain things that, you know, see, so, well, we can't do this right now because X, Y, Z. You know, we simply don't have it in our budget right now. But, you know, if, you know, you give them a line, I'll say, look, you know, I'll help you to get what it is you want, but, you know, you're going to have
to. Hello? I think we might have lost Thomas. Are you there? Okay, well, I think what he was trying to say, and we try to get him back on the line, is that helping them to earn their allowance will help them make good financial decisions. And we had mentioned that early on in the show. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, and your plans. We're talking about teenagers, preparing them for their future and taking financial education to the next level. So I'm going to keep this moving. And we're going to actually talk about why it is important. And he made some very good, very good point when he said that adults make the mistake. And we as parents, we do. We make the mistake of kind of coddling our children from when they're little through teenagehood. And they say, okay, well, you're 18, you're out. But not preparing them for the future. And then you wonder why they're not making the correct decisions. Well, you have to put a child in a position to make some type of decisions early so that they'll learn how to make better decisions. And the only way to do that is to actually make a decision. So you need to encourage your children early to make and give them choices. Don't ever say to a child, do this because I said so. If by doing that, you're limiting them and you're limiting the thought process because there is a process in making decisions. So you want them to make wise decisions, so you have to give them the opportunities to do so. But I'm going to talk a little bit about what parents can do to prepare their teenagers, because I've seen too many teenagers graduate from high school, first time away from home, freshman year college, and they're clueless. They don't know how to do laundry. They don't know how to cook for themselves, even if they're living on campus, you know, the cafeteria is only open so many hours. They do need to be able to learn at least how to beyond cereal and bologna. They need to be able to do some other things for themselves to be self-sufficient. So we as parents need to prepare them for that. If they are going away to college, you need to prepare them for how to handle money, because you may be giving them a certain amount of money every month to maintain them in between financial aid and what so have you, but you really do need to help them with money management. If you're going to give them a certain amount of money, you need to help them, not when they're in college, before. It's so important that you do this before, so that they're not just flying in the wind and then you're upset with them because the money is not lasting as long as it should. Well, it won't, because you've never given them an opportunity to manage money. You know, so if you're not giving them an allowance or they're not earning an allowance, you need to start that. Everybody has disposable income. I don't care what your income situation is. If you are going to McDonald's or going to Starbucks or going to the movies, or you have, you know, you're buying cigarettes or whatever you're doing, we do have some sort of disposable income. No matter what your income situation is, you have something that if you have children, they can earn. I don't care if it's $1, 50 cents, $5, $10, whatever it is that you kind of like spending on other things, help your children earn that money so that they can learn money management and how to make that stretch. Because once they leave home, if you don't prepare them with those skills, they will be clueless. So do not repeat those same things, because they really do need you to be their parent, not their friends when they're teenagers. They need you to parent them. You're not parenting them the way you did when they were younger, but you do need to help and still parent them in the fact of, this is what we need to do. This is how the household budget is. This is what you're going to need to do to stretch your money in order for you to be able to make good financial decisions when you leave home, whether you're going to college or you're leaving home and getting your own apartment, how that whole thing works, what to do when you get your first paycheck. Open up a savings account for your child. Let them get a checking account. Go to the bank or the credit union with them. Let them talk to the personnel at the bank. These are all very important skills. And if you're weak in this area, that's why you take them to these financial institutions and allow the professionals to help train your children with their money management. It is vitally important that you do that. I want area code 815 to kind of chime in. What do you think, as a parent or grandparent, would be the best thing as far as introducing your children to a checking account or banking from a parent's point of view?
Well, I would like to start out with, say, like really right at the home, showing your kids how you're doing it. And then taking them to the bank, and this will say like really put more emphasis on it, and really they'll pick up some more pointers. You might even learn a few things.
Right. I mean, and here's the thing, and this is where I think our educational system is kind of lacking. It's wonderful to have algebra, geometry, calculus, algebra, trig, and all of those high-level math. But what happened to consumer math? We need to know how to fill out a check, you know, write a check, how to do your reconciliation. When you write a check, you know, you need to go to the part in the checkbook where you're actually writing down your transactions, doing the math in that. You know, what it, how to actually do, if there's a sale and it's a certain percentage off, then, you know, how to do that kind of consumer math. This is life skills that are very vitally important that I think a lot of our children are lacking. The school systems are starting to introduce a lot of those methods. I know some schools have the Everyday Math program. I have a love-hate relationship with that program, but for the most part, it does prepare them for a lot of things that were lacking in the math that we had when we were little. Sometimes you do need to keep the foundation. The foubdations are so important, too. Adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing still works, and those are life skills that you will always have no matter how high level the math that you learn in school. Adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing are standards that you will never get away from. So even though you're using a calculator, what happens if you work at a retail place and the register is not working at that moment and you need to make change? You need to be able to have those skills. And I really think that if the school system is not doing it, like I've always said, parents are the first teachers. Parents, you need to teach your children how to do it. And if you don't know how to do it, then you need to sit down with someone who can help you learn how to do it so you can pass those skills on to your kids. And then when they become teenagers, you can actually help them with budgeting. How do you handle your household finances? Even though you may think that they're too young to understand it, you really don't want them in your business, but guess what? It is their business. They live in the house with you. You have to pay bills. They need to know how to pay bills. They need to know why we only have a certain amount of money for certain things. And these are skills that they need to learn from you. You don't want them to learn by trial and error. That may be the way that you learned, but that wasn't the best way. How much better would your life have been if you would have known then what you know now? I mean, okay, so let me ask you, area code 312-217, if you knew then what you know now, how much better would your life have been?
Oh, I will say, because I was blessed and had two wonderful parents who actually helped us with the process, and they believed in a well-rounded child, that there was nothing that in order for us to be able to survive, the whole thing was for us to leave home. They couldn't wait. But they wanted us to leave white and leave prepared. It is very, very important. One of the major things is life skills. And, again, if we as parents don't teach these life skills, they're not going to get the full benefit because, again, your child is living off of your paychecks, and that's one thing they have to understand. This is mommy and daddy's money. This is not yours. You are being blessed to be able to share it. It will get to a point where you're going to have to, this is your paycheck. You're going to be using it. Mommy and daddy's not going to be using it like that. We have ours. And so, again, it's all about sit down, talk, be realistic, be real, be live, and tell them, look, it is not easy. We are not going to tell you that it is. There's a lot of things we've cried sometimes looking at the bills trying to make sure things fit because you guys come up with fees by the hundreds, and we're trying to figure out how to make it work. But at one point that was not your problem, but you have reached the stage and we're making this transition to you. Welcome to my world.
Right, and they do need a realistic point of view of how the world works. They really do. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're talking about your kids, your money, your plans, preparing our teens for their future. If you're in the chat room, bear with me. I'll be in there in just a second. And if you are tweeting me or on Facebook, I'll be with you on that side, too. If there you have any questions or comments that you would like me to read over the air, I will be glad to do so. If you'd like to call in live, you can do so also at area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. It is all about the kids, teenagers in particular, and I'm going to go into some specifics now regarding their checking and savings account and why it is important for you to get them involved in this as soon as possible if you haven't already done so, because they need to understand the fine print and what exactly, what products the banks offer. And the reason why I say products, because that is when you talk to a personal banker, they're going to say, well, we have different products that will fit your needs. And they are products, even though we don't look at it like that, but there are different types of checking accounts. There are different types of savings accounts that the bank does offer. And they do have children accounts. So you need to sit down with the personal banker, with your teenager, open up these accounts, but explain to them. Don't just open it and say, okay, here, I've been, you know, you have an account. No, they need to sit down with you, with the personal banker, and go over the different types of accounts, what happens when they become 18, because at that point, their signature is considered to be legal, and they can actually take over the account on their own. And where you fit in that, and how long are you going to be the one that's maintaining the account for them? They need to understand what it is to have an ATM or a debit card. What are the safety issues in regards to that, and how to avoid unnecessary fees, how to avoid bouncing checks, why it is important to keep track of all of your transactions. All of this is important. And while they have a checking account, they also need to have a savings account. And why part of their paycheck definitely needs to go into savings, why it is important for them to save. So these are some of the things that you need to, if you can't answer this for your child, then you need to go to the bank. But have these questions written down so that when you get to the financial institution, whether it's a bank, credit union, or whatever you're using as an instrument to keep your money, they need to sit down and talk to them. Why it is important never to get trapped into the payday loan situation, because you don't want them to spend money that they don't already have. What happens when they get introduced to getting their first credit card? So this is all things that if you can't answer that, your banker can answer those questions for you. So you're not in this by yourself. As parents, you're definitely not in this by yourself. So you do have resources that are available, readily available to you. Now, I want to go moving a little bit quickly now and talk to you about getting that first car. Nowadays, teenagers want their independence, and they don't want to ride the bus. So they want to get their first car. And you really need to pay attention and go with them, and don't just because they have saved up for it, especially because they have to consider insurance too. A long time ago, it didn't really matter, but now it is the law. You have to have insurance. You have to make sure that they don't get just a beater with a heater. We don't want our kids to be in an unsafe vehicle, but you don't want them to get a brand new car either. It doesn't have to be brand new for them to get their first vehicle, and you do want to go with them, and you want to shop around, and you need to explain to them why it is important. What is it, you know, if you're financing a car for your teenager, then you need to sit down with them and explain to them the interest rates, what, you know, that you really should not, and even as adults, you really shouldn't go through a finance company. You really should try to utilize the bank or the credit union. The credit union is the best place to go to get a car loan, whether it's for yourself or for your child. if you're going to finance a car. If you're going to pay in cash, shop around and explain to them why it is important to do so. So if you have any comments or questions in regards to the first vehicle or even the ones that are the people that are holding on the line, if you'd like to chime in or tweet me, I can read those comments or questions for you over the air. Please go ahead.
Diamond?
Yes.
Because I'd like to say something about that first car. I think the first thing parents should do for their children with that first car is explain to them there's more to owning an automobile than turning the key in the ignition and pulling away from the curb. Raise the hood. What is that thing under there? Hey, you put oil in there. You know, this is where the antifreeze goes. You know, check these things. Teach these kids something about it. You want to own an automobile. Do you know how to do anything for this automobile to maintain it?
Right, and that's important.
Yeah, I think they should go into that before they start even thinking about how much is this going to cost. What do you know about automobiles? I want an automobile. What do you know about them? You know, are you aware of the fact that, okay, all automobiles, some of them you have to change the oil more often than others? How do the brakes work?
You do need to prepare them. I mean, and that's where conversation comes in handy. And you do, you know, like I said, you involve them in the decision-making process on all aspects because they're going to grow up, and the object is for your children to grow up and leave home.
Okay? Diamond?
Yes.
Here's something what I'm about to say. This is not about automobiles, but I do feel this would be a great help to kids. Take your kids to a family restaurant, not McDonald's. Take them to a family restaurant where they are sitting at tables and they're sitting in a booth, and explain to them how the tip works. Okay, hey, it's 15%. Okay. At 15% of every dollar, or $1.50 for every $10, you can just it's just simple arithmetic. Figure out that 15%,
and
you
is
can
that
also
true?
Explain to them, okay, look, we've got X number of people sitting at the table, so you should add more to the tip because the waitress or waiter is serving more people.
And
also,
that is true. I think the other, hold on one second, Ron. I think the other person wants to chime in. We have just a few minutes left before the show ends. This show goes so quickly. But 312, could you put your last comment, please?
The thing of that is, anything with the first automobile, I do agree with Ron when he made the statement, understand car care. Because those are additional expenses that they don't even think about. If you get a flat tire, you have what money that you need to carry on with you in reserve in your wallet in cash, not on a credit card. Because who's to say where you're at is going to accept that credit card? So you even have to stash your little money in the car somewhere, or even stash the money in your wallet somewhere for, as we call those, incidentals. Gas prices, you need to pay attention to those. So it's all about the first car is really their first big deal. It really is. And sometimes you have to give the advice that I don't think you're ready yet. Financially, I don't think you're ready yet. But if this is the way you want to go.
And that is true. Wow, guys, we have run out of time. We will conclude this next week with our second part of what to do with your teens. We're going to talk next week about really getting into the meat and potatoes of their financial plan and preparing them for college. So I want to thank you all for joining me. It was a blast. God, the time has just flew past quickly. But Until next week, you are listening to Secure Your Life. This is all about your kids, your money, your plans, helping children, taking financial education to the next level to financially smart kids. So until next week, good night, everybody.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.
Good night. And here's the thing. If you'd like to catch us, you need to, you can email us at sylshow@att.net, and we will gladly take your comments and or questions. But until next week for your kids, your money, your plans, but we will be here tomorrow for a great episode of Dollar Diva and her Bargain Betties, finding bargains everywhere. We will be back tomorrow, and I will talk to you then, and good night.